You've probably heard about the new airline restrictions, which were supposed to go into place on Monday, in which passengers from 14 specific countries will undergo stricter security when they try to fly to the United States. Those are countries including Nigeria, Yemen, Iran, Pakistan, and Cuba. Some people are condemning those as discrimination against certain countries. Others say we're not going far enough. Joining us now is Isaac Yefit. He's the former head of security for the Israeli airline El Al. Good morning, Isaac.
Good morning to you.
You feel as though these security restrictions on the part of the United States are not going far enough. Why do you say that?
Because we don't learn from one tragedy how to prevent the next tragedy. And I'll give an example. In 1988, Pan American over Lockerbie, 272 people lost their life. What did we learn from this? Nothing. September 11, 2001, 3,000 people lost their life. What did we learn from this? Nothing. The only thing that the FAA was out, the TSA in. They have nice uniform, but the results, nothing.
What?
The shoe bomber, Richard Reed, he hid his explosive in his shoes. What was the result of this? To punish all the American people who are flying. Take off your shoes when you come to the airport. Now, a new system, another patch on top of patch that we do. The Nigerian guy, Abdul Muttalib, he hid his explosive in his underwear. The solution or the results? We all now will go to the airport and we will be seen naked. If this is the security that we are looking for, just a patch on top of patch, why we cannot, after one tragedy or incident, to sit and to investigate and to come to a conclusion what was wrong in our system, why we cannot build a security system that will prevent any incident or tragedy in the future? Are we going to go this way and to punish the American people? It's about time to change this security system.
Well,
why we don't think twice?
It appears we're also punishing anyone traveling to the United States. That begs the question, if we can't plug every leak, if we can't prevent terrorists from coming up with other ways to circumvent security restrictions, what is that blanket policy that will make sure we're not allowing violent people onto our airplanes?
I'll tell you what we do with El Al. We have the profiling system. We call it interview. People call it profiling. It's okay. The profiling system can give us the best solution. And I'll give you an example. At Heathrow, London, Irish pregnant woman asked her boyfriend that she wants him to marry her. He said, I'll do it, but by our tradition, you have to go to Israel to visit my family, get the blessing, come back, I'll marry you immediately. She was so happy. He packed the luggage. He bought her the ticket. He drove her to Heathrow Airport and told her, this is the luggage is full with presents for my family. Let them be happy. She was very happy. She has a real passport. The luggage went through the X-ray machine, and they'll come to the X-ray machine, and nothing was identified. When she came to our guys, the security guys at the airport, through a simple question that she was asked, the poor woman did not know what they want from her, and she couldn't answer simple questions. So immediately they decided to check her as a suspicious. When they opened the luggage, they found more than 4 kilos of explosives. This is the present that he sent with her to his family, to kill 747 with 400 passengers, including this innocent Irish pregnant woman.
How long does this add to each passenger's trip? If you're going to be interviewing them and profiling them.
I'll tell you. It depends on the answer that we get. It depends on the information that we have from the intelligence. Normally, most of the passengers are bona fide, are honest. If you know how to approach them and to tell them that we do it for their safety, because we stay on the ground, they take the flight. We want to make sure that all the passengers will arrive safe and secure to their destination. If you are honest, you are so happy to cooperate with us because you understand why we are doing it. It might take 3 minutes. It might take 5 minutes. Suspicious passengers, yes, it takes longer because we don't leave any peace in the luggage or in the body that we don't search.
How do you make this scalable, though? How do you translate this particular policy, which you say is working well for El Al, into a policy that's going to work for thousands upon thousands of passengers?
Millions.
Yeah, flying every year to the United States.
Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between 747 of El Al that comes to JFK and 747 of American Air Carriers or any other air carriers? 747 of El Al, they need a separate gate, the same other aircraft. They need a separate catering. They need separate cargo. They need separate luggage. They need separate gate for the passengers. How we do it every day, few times a day, with not even one delay. If you know how to hire the right people, qualified, train them well, test them nonstop to make sure to bring them to a point where the test and the read should be the same. And if anyone who failed, he is out. No mercy in this kind of work. We are dealing with life. So if Al can do it, why we cannot do it?
Right.
Number two, why in this country that we have over 400 airports around the country, why we cannot take one airport and to try to build an Al system with the profiling and to learn if it's possible, if we can implement it, we cannot implement it, what are the problems, etc., etc. But just to make statement that we are a big air carriers, millions of people are flying. I don't see any difference between El Al aircraft and any other aircraft.
Well, we'll have to end it there. Thanks so much, Isaac Yefat. He's the former head of El Al Security, the National Airline of Israel, also a former Israeli intelligence officer.